Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Well, I'm going to share with you the lyrics from a song I'm going to say most of us have sung before, unless you're fairly young. It goes like this. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. This song was written by Joseph Medicott Scriven, who was born in Seapatrick, Ireland, that's Northern Ireland, and died in Ontario, Canada. After attending classes at Trinity College in Dublin, he pursued a military career where he was trained for service in India, but had to abandon his ambition because of poor health. He returned to Trinity and graduated in 1842. Scriven's life was full of tragedy. Following the accidental drowning of his Irish fiancée, the evening before their wedding, he moved to Woodstock, Canada West, or Ontario, in 1844. Where he led a Plymouth Brethren fellowship and taught as well. Scriven organized a private school in 1850 in Brantford and preached in that area. Some scholars believe that Scriven may have composed his initial draft, What a Friend, during that time. Moving near Clinton in Huron County in 1855, he read the Bible to railroad construction workers who were building the Grand Trunk Railroad across Canada West. By 1857, he relocated to Bewdley, supporting himself as a private tutor to the family of Robert Lamport Pengley, a retired naval officer. Tragedy struck him again as his second fiancée, Elizabeth Catherine Pengley's niece, died in 1860 of an illness shortly before that wedding. Scriven then returned to ministry among the Plymouth Brethren in Bewdley, near Rice Lake. However, some writers have noted that this hymn was written for his mother, who was severely suffering from various illnesses. It was a poem to help comfort her during her time of illness. It reinforces the fact that our God is right here with us no matter what we're going through, and he will care for us. He is our closest friend during everything we go through in life. I've sung this song many times myself, in public and maybe privately as myself, as I used to drive different places, I'd be singing songs, and this is one of them. Right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can lift your voice. We can lift our voices to him, and he hears us, and he'll answer us as we trust in him. Sometimes in his arms is the only place we'll find the strength to carry on. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to encourage you to spend a few moments in prayer. And as you do, remember Gertie as we celebrate Bob's life on Friday at 2. Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal and family, Ed and Jane on their trip to support other friends and the needs they have. Brian, Charlie's stepdad, who needs our prayers. Scott Rooney, shoulder surgery. Our missionaries and families, and those people in Pakistan, Hawaii, Florida, and other places that have been devastated by earthquakes and storms and all kinds of things happening right now. Our fall ministries, our nation, our church, and our families, and those things upon your heart. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And then wait patiently for his answer. God bless you and have a great day.